This is KUT. On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments for Whole Women's Health versus Hellerstadt. The case is a challenge to a controversial Texas law proponents say makes abortions safer in the state. It could set new limits for what kind of regulations state lawmakers can impose on abortion providers. KUT's Ashley Lopez has a preview of what will be argued before the country's highest court.
Come on through here. Hi, Grace.
Sarah Wheat with Planned Parenthood is walking me through one of the group's clinics in Austin. It's one of two facilities in the city where a woman can still obtain a legal abortion.
So we are in the Ambulatory Surgical Center. Many of the features that you can see from here are required by state law.
That law is HB2. This 2013 law imposed some strict regulations on abortion clinics throughout Texas. The guidelines it created, Wheat says, fills a 150-page book, including rules for how often air has to ventilate in a clinic and how wide hallways have to be, even the dimensions of the janitor's closet.
And it is completely unnecessary from a medical perspective and does nothing to enhance our patients' care or their safety.
And that's what attorneys representing Texas abortion providers will be arguing in front of the Supreme Court. They say HB2 was passed in an effort to make it harder for women to access legal abortions in the state. The bill's author, Jody Lobenberg, says that's not true. She says her bill is meant to protect women's health. Here's Lobenberg at a press conference in Austin about a month ago.
That includes holding abortion facilities to the minimum standards for ambulatory surgical centers, and that abortion doctors must have active admitting privileges at a local hospital.
Those two provisions in HB2 are what will be scrutinized the most. The Supreme Court put a stay on them since providers argue they've had the biggest impact on their ability to provide services. David Brown is a staff attorney with the Center for Reproductive Rights, a group representing the abortion providers.
Those two requirements are tremendously burdensome because hospitals don't want to let abortion providers join their staffs. And abortion providers have no need to be on the staff of a hospital because abortion is so safe, they simply don't admit patients.
Brown says requiring clinics to operate like mini hospitals is also a burden. But is it an undue burden? That's the test born out of a decades-old Supreme Court case called Planned Parenthood versus Casey. Texas's case could end up clarifying what undue burden means moving forward. John Sago with Texas Right to Life, an anti-abortion group, says for years, undue burden has been too broad.
And it is actually thrown against every pro-life law passed in the United States. And hopefully the Supreme Court in this case will clarify what an undue burden is.
Sago and other proponents hope the Supreme Court will say HB2 doesn't represent an undue burden, but instead is in the state's interest. Opponents warn if the court rules in favor of HB2 or casts a tied vote, the state will only have about 10 abortion clinics left. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.